Two lighthearted.
Two brothers.
Bring him into this conversation. All right. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Economic Development Commission meeting. It is April 17th, 2025. I'd like to call the meeting to order. And I would like to welcome, first item of business, our new commissioner, Kara Webb. Kara, welcome.
Morning. Welcome.
Yeah, everybody knows Kara here?
Yeah.
For the most part. Yeah, Kara. It's a pleasure that you're here. First order of business, looks like we have election of officers for 2025. Our current slate is as follows. Steve Snyder, president, vice president, which is unfilled at this time, and secretary as Dave Zimmerman. We do need to fill that slate. I would accept a nomination for vice president if there is one on the floor.
I nominate Jody Hamilton.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Ms. Hamilton, do you accept this prestigious honor?
Yes.
All right, very good. All in favor with the slate as Steve Snyder president, Jody Hamilton vice president, secretary Dave Zimmerman. All in favor, seen above by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Whew, that was a nail biter. All right, moving on. Meeting minutes from September 26, 2024. Everybody should have a copy of those. Take a minute to digest what we did a year ago. And I'll entertain a motion for approval.
So I move we approve the minutes.
Second.
There's a motion and a second by Dave and Dave. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, seen by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Very good. Meeting minutes. No one right can't. Meeting minutes have passed. All right. On to public hearing for EDC resolution number 2025-01.
First, you're going to need to close the regular meeting and open up the public hearing.
We're going to do that. All right. Can I get a motion to close the regular meeting?
So move.
Second.
All in favor, seen above saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Now, do I need to make a motion for the public hearing or we're at the public hearing portion?
Yeah, now you need to open up a motion to open up the public hearing.
Can I entertain a motion to open?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. So moved. Any discussion? All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Public hearing is adjourned or in motion.
Okay.
Sorry.
So we have EDC resolution number 2025-01, and this is for a exciting project here in Lafayette. It's with John Thiebold, the developer here, and he's going to come up here and tell you a little bit more about it. But it's for 36 townhomes, owner-occupied townhomes, that would be on the former pub site, if you remember where that is, down 4th and Union Street. So, again, they'd all be owner-occupied in the Centennial neighborhood. It's about $11 million project. But many projects like these, there are certain aspects that make them challenging to do, and there's some infrastructure that challenges and barriers for this particular project that John is seeking help with through tax increment financing TIF in the amount of $250,000, which would be basically what we call a forgivable loan over a three-year period. So with that, I'm going to bring John up here, and he can explain more about the project, and we'll go from there.
Good morning. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
John? How you doing?
Long time no see.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Dennis, I had a quick question before John gets started. You said it was a forgivable loan. What was the amount again over 3 years?
$250,000.
$250,000 over three? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the time, everyone. So what you have in front of you is just a general rendering on the front page. A look at what a typical unit will lay out like. And then the last page is the layout of the buildings around the block. So I, for those of you who may not be familiar, I develop Centennial Townhomes at Fifth Street. Fifth and Brown, and that kind of wrapped around the block as well. This is a little bit bigger, so we're going to be about twice the size of Centennial Townhomes. I'd say the overall feel in terms of what we're trying to accomplish is similar. just maybe a little bit more of an updated elevation. But in terms of the dollars, the quality, very similar. So when you get into a project like this, you know, we're, I don't want to say low density, because obviously we've got a lot on the site, but we're not going up. Mm-hmm. And the neighborhood really didn't want us to go up. What I'm fighting against or dealing with is you've got pretty high land prices. Mm-hmm. So the infrastructure help is of great assistance. We'll be doing some underground water retention, storage chambers. We've got to relocate Duke lines at a cost of about $80,000 to $90,000. Some gas line issues. So I've got the land costs, which is, you know, a hurdle to begin with, and I'll be doing a lot of site improvements. But these are some extras that, you know, are like, okay, this is really kind of making the project tough. And so I reached out to the city to talk about, is there something the city could do? I think we're going to, as an $11 million project, we're going to help with the tax base. And so hopefully that that'll help in funding this. So if you have any specific questions, I'm all for it.
I do specifically about the water retention. Do you have to install a underground chamber system to hold runoff for? Okay. And now it's elevation issues that's causing this problem, or?
You know, I want to say it's par for the course with about every city project, you know, just because they don't want to create new water surpluses or new, even though the site was all asphalt,
right?
They look to developers to try and tackle some of the surplus water issues that almost all neighborhoods have, and this helps. And so I get that. It's interesting, and I don't know if it's there's a river plain issue, but the proposed complex across the street, I don't think has any, you know, water retention issues, but I think there was a distance to the river issue.
And, these have to be buried very deep. Is that correct? Or?
Yeah, I mean, they don't have to be super deep. In this case, we've used chambers that are like a plastic or fiberglass materials, but these are going to be concrete, almost like culverts, box culverts. Okay. And, you know, it's a slow release, so they go into the chamber, but the boxes are probably going to be 4 feet high by 8 feet wide.
Sure. Okay.
And they'll be concrete chambers, so you can drive right over them. So I'm sure they'll have a foot or two of cover, obviously, cover, but they don't have to be super deep.
Yeah, I'll just add the other option they could do would be just on-site detention, like... So, like in the greenfield sites, that's what you typically
don't have the real estate.
If they had, you don't have the real estate here, no. That would just take away from the houses and such. So,
okay. Well, that was my main question. I'm very excited about the project personally. So,
great, thank you.
Look forward to it.
We are too, and it's been everything we've done has been sold before we finished it. So I hope for the same thing here, and I think it'll be a nice link, you know, in terms of downtown and Purdue. It's kind of straddled between both avenues. And
perfect spot.
It's a perfect spot.
If you don't mind, I mentioned Corridor Place and how that's going.
Yeah, so Corridor Place is on South 4th Street, going towards Miller School, at what used to be the rail corridor.
Mm-hmm.
We've pulled 5 permits. We've got 4 houses under roof. And our price range there is in the $350,000 range. And I hope we'll have the west side done in 2025, and we'll go on the east side in 2026. So, again, just it's being well received, and probably, again, same quality style development.
Yeah. Very good. Very good. Is there any other questions for John before we conclude our public meeting? I would like to add that you do provide a high quality of infill housing for our community, and I have noticed that throughout the years, and I personally want to say thank you doing that. A lot of the projects you build are top rate. I'm a construction guy from my previous life, so I recognize those types of qualities. So I just want to say thank you and publicly say that. So
hey, thank you. I appreciate it. One of the goals I've tried to do in talking with Dennis is to try to provide a product that's not out of the realm. I mean, sure. I'd love to say first-time home buyers, and that's almost a difficult, challenge at this point in time. But to have a product that people can get in that's not so, sure. so far up, mm-hmm. And still have the quality. So that's one of our goals. And
well, it doesn't go unnoticed. Yeah, it doesn't go unnoticed, so I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Any other questions for John before we close the public meeting? Can I get a motion to close the public meeting?
Second.
Motion and seconds. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you. Motion to open the EDC meeting that we closed.
Motion.
Second. Motion and second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Very good. We are reconvened. On the new business, the EDC resolution number 2025-01. What is the commission's pleasure?
All right. So, hello. Good afternoon. My name is Erin Boyle, staff attorney of the City of Lafayette. The resolution before you accomplishes two things. So it approves the project report and it approves the loan agreement between the City of Lafayette and Centennial Edge LLC. Some things that have already been covered, but just a high-level overview of the loan agreement. The City of Lafayette plans to issue a forgivable loan of up to $250,000 to Centennial Edge LLC to cover part of the infrastructure costs for this project. The loan is structured to be dispersed in three installments based on project milestones, including site acquisition, partial project completion, and receipt of occupancy certificate. This loan will be funded through unpledged incremental property tax revenues from the area's allocation area, the TIF area. And the loan is interest-free and will mature by July 3rd, 2028, and will be forgiven if the borrower meets all conditions outlined in the loan agreement.
Excellent. Thank you. Are there any comments or questions for the counselor? Pretty clear. Appreciate the explanation. All right. What is the council's commission's pleasure? That's me asking someone to make a motion.
I make a motion to accept.
Okay.
Second.
Motion and a
$50,000 loan agreement.
Thank you. Forgivable. Thank you. Motion and a second to approve EDC resolution number 2025-01. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Looks like the resolution passes. Appreciate it. Now on to my favorite part. Can I get a motion for adjournment?
Public comment first.
Oh, I'm sorry. Public comment? Is there any public comment? Thank you, Dennis.
Yeah.
There's Dennis, do you have any public comment, Dennis? All right. Moving on to adjournment. Can I get a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Meeting is adjourned.
Great.